Drive on Phoenix FM, brought to you in association with St. Francis Hospice, doing more than you think.
Hello to Eleonora. How are you?
Hello, everyone. I'm so excited to be here today.
How are you doing?
And thank you for having me, Jill. I'm doing great.
Yeah.
Super excited. Not nervous yet.
Not nervous yet.
Yeah. Like,
but nerves are good.
Yeah.
Nervous energy is always good. Yeah. Going to play Genesis in a second, but what song we got coming up first?
So I have a song about a phoenix, and I thought, ooh, well, this is the right place to play it. So that.
Meant to be. Can't wait. Here comes Genesis first, though. Invisible Touch. We are going to have Eleonora play. Eleonora, are you okay? Is this your first time live, is it, in a studio like this?
Yep.
Yeah.
So, yep, I am nervous now, officially.
No, you're all fine. You're amongst friends. You're amongst friends. So what one are you going to play for us again, just in case somebody's
just
tuned
in? The name of this song is Ghost of Me. It's not released yet, but, it's a song about people pleasers. So I hope it will resonate with someone. I used to be a people pleaser, so I'm working on it.
Okay.
I sat in a corner with all of my fears. I tortured my body as I didn't wanna feel. Intoxicate my senses, let myself be a construct of something somebody would dream. And there I found the ghost of me, the ghost of me. And there I found the ghost of me. Ooh, can't you see? There I found the ghost of me. Ooh, she's haunting me. Closet all my sweetest dreams. I craved all sensations the world wouldn't give. I cried in my silence. I didn't want to feel the things everybody would say weren't real. And then of me.
Woo! Yes!
I had a problem.
We'll be coming back with more from Eleonora soon. You know, we do fess ups on this show where people have a ring in and do whatever and then say ever their confessions. You've got a confession, haven't you?
Yep. And the amazing thing is that well, I was halfway through the song, my guitar strap just went off, and so I was leaning on one leg, trying to balance the guitar on the other one, and trying to pretend that nothing happened. And then at one point I was like, "No, it ain't gonna happen."
Yeah. So what we're gonna do, if you are a Strictly fan, you will know, probably about 5 or 6 seasons ago, the mic strap got sort of like caught around one of the dancers. Can't remember who it was. I think it was a cricketer or something. And they said, "Oh no, come on, let's start again. Let them do it again." So that's what we're doing here on Phoenix FM. But good for us, because we get more of the song. So do you want to introduce it again, just in case someone has tuned in?
Sorry, I'm still laughing. This is Ghost of Me. Right. And it is a song about people pleasing and how it feels like and how actually it blocks us. But yeah.
Brilliant. And all it's you're all set up properly now, right?
I think so.
Okay. Here we go. Is it, you're not having another go at it otherwise?
No,
right?
No. Okay.
Okay,
it'll
take
be good.
It away. All good.
Thank you. I sat in a corner with all of my fears. I tortured my body as I didn't wanna feel. Intoxicate my senses, let myself be a construct of something somebody would dream. And there I found the ghost of me, the ghost of me. And there I found the ghost of me. Ooh, can't you see? And there I found the ghost of me. Ooh, she's haunting me. I kept in a closet all my sweetest dreams. I craved all sensations the world wouldn't give. I cried in my silence. I didn't want to feel the things everybody would say weren't real. And there I found the ghost of me, the ghost of me. And there I found the ghost of me. Ooh, can't you see? And there I found the ghost of me. Ooh, she's haunting me. See me, and here I am. I'm a phoenix now. Come and see me.
Well done. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. We had no complications there this time either, right? So, yeah. So, listen, Eleonora, you can tell your accent is not from Essex.
No.
And it's not from London, is it?
No. So. I'm an adopted Londoner. I moved to London almost 12 years ago from Italy. It was a decision that still makes me kind of smile because ideally I wanted to spend like a couple of months in London and then see what was like life and maybe come back to Italy. It didn't happen. So I'm still here.
Yeah, East London girl now then. That's what you are, right? Yeah. So you're going to stick around with us and you're going to play another track. Not yet, but after. We've got 10 minutes coming up to the news. Are you all right to hang around till after four for us?
Yep, absolutely.
Excellent stuff. And we can find out a little bit more about you as well as hear another track. But now we are going to play one of our favourites here, On Drive. Yeah, Harry Styles. Eleonora, am I pronouncing that right?
Yeah, you're doing it great.
Am I doing okay?
Yes,
okay.
Oh. Fantastic.
For an East Ender slash Essex girl, it can be a little bit tricky, to be fair. At least you haven't got any T's or H's in your... you haven't actually got any tracks out as yet, have you?
But, correct.
So what advice would you give to people that have been doing open mics, been singing for ages, got their own stuff, and then they just want to keep getting it out? Would you say hold back a bit, just make sure it's right, find the right people around you, or what?
I would say, considering the time that we're living, I would say don't overthink it, just do it.
Ah,
do
really?
It. Yeah, yeah.
Go for it.
Yeah. I have been holding myself back for a very long time, and now I feel like, no, I should do it. Why? What was I waiting for?
Yeah, because you've been singing for years, haven't you?
Forever, since I was a child. So, and only in the last year, I started playing my own songs out. I started rewriting during the pandemic. And then after the pandemic, when we started having life back again, I said, okay, I'm just gonna start and perform live. And the more I am doing it live, the more I'm like, yes, I should release something, and I'm working on it. So more to come. So,
yeah, excellent stuff. Yeah, because it is hard being an independent artist, and it's easy. I see so many people along the way just giving up, to be fair, but it doesn't matter what age you are, whether you're a teenager or whether even you're in your 50s, you just go for it still, right?
Yeah, there's a lot of self-doubt, I think, because we might hear amazing productions over there, thinking, oh, maybe we're not good enough, but it's just a matter of trying.
That's right. And you've seen a lot of artists come through because you was running, I mean, you're not doing them anymore, but you were running open mics as well,
weren't
you? Yeah,
correct.
So you see a lot of people coming through that are special but still haven't got that belief.
Yeah, or a lot of people that are talented and they're doing it and they're pushing themselves out there, and I find it just amazing and inspiring. So, yeah.
And it's a great network to be in as well.
Yeah.
So if anyone's at home and got the guitar and got their songs and think, oh, no, I'm a little bit embarrassed, there's always so many people that are so supportive around there, aren't there?
Just
always.
Do it.
You've got your own little gang there, haven't you, from doing the mics back in the day, right?
Yeah.
So listen, Eleonora, where can people find you before you play your last track?
So you can find me on all social media as Sound of Eleonora, and it's a bit of a chore to spell the name because it's Eleonora, but yeah, so let's connect and
Brilliant.
And you can find me all over London performing. And talking about that, Joe, I have a gig coming up tomorrow.
Yay.
I'll be at the Carlton Tavern between Maidavale and Kilburn. And I'll be doing like a short set, and it's going to be fun.
Oh, excellent. I can't wait. Right. Well, look, you're going to come back and see us again as well, even though you've not played your last song yet. But you'll have to come back and play your other music as well. And when you release all your music, you'll have to come back to Essex because you're only up the road, right?
Yeah.
Excellent stuff. So what's this track about and what are you going to play for us?
So the song is called Reverie, and it's about the broken dreams of... This is sad. You meet someone, you have a great connection, and then all of a sudden things don't work, or you decide to stop seeing each other, and there's a lot of pain, I must say.
Oh.
Yeah, you might hear some of the pain today.
Okay. I had a dream, you and I standing in the sand, your eyes shining like the sea. You were begging, please don't leave. of the things I believed for you, for me, of the things I wished, of the things I believed for you, for me. You were in my dream, in a honeymoon. You wanted us to be. I said, yes, let's go. Let's do things a little slow. You won't hurt me, and I won't hurt you.
Thank you so much. That was beautiful. You're going to come back to Essex again soon, right?
Yes. Thank you very much for having me. That was great. I loved it. Thank you.